You might have noticed I was told I wasn't allowed to look. Ivy said, don't look. You know, I picked up yesterday at some point. The market was down 1,000 points, 1,100 points, something like that. But it came back. I came back and closed in positive territory, I understand. But year to date, the month of January, the market's down 5.43%. Is it a big concern? Not unless you retired yesterday, I guess it's not. Craig Stiles, financial advisor and managing director at Ameriprise Financial Services. Sorry, sir, that you retired yesterday over there. The guy just gave me the dirty look out there, Craig. Craig Stiles back. How are you, sir?
Doing well, Steve. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. And you say the markets are pointing downward a little bit today. But again, when you start at 36,000 plus, and we're at 34,300, we're in correction territory now. That according to you, not according to me. I'm not the financial wizard. But tell me where we are and what you think. What are the dynamics that are pushing this sell-off?
Well, there's a lot of variables that are taking place. The one thing that I want to highlight to most, basically all the listeners out there, is that on average, we normally have roughly about 1-10% correction that takes place in a 12-month period. And on average, you typically have about 3-5% corrections that take place. And usually that's during a rebalance period. We've had that conversation. We saw some dips at the end of quarters when earnings reports are coming out. This is basically the end of the fourth quarter that took place of 2021. And of course, you've got a lot of other variables that are taking place that kind of make people a little bit on edge in regards to what are the earnings going to be, what are the Feds going to be doing on Wednesday, what is there, is that gonna, are they going to be changing any monetary policy that's taking place. So from the perspective of looking for that 10% correction and taking advantage of the opportunity of the downturn of the markets, this is it. From the perspective of the Nasdaq's dropped from its peak back in November and is down north of 16% from its peak in November. The peak for the Dow Jones Industrial Average as well as the S&P 500 was in roughly about the 3rd of January. And so they have dropped, more specifically, the S&P 500 now is down roughly about 10% as well from that peak in time period. So we're in that correction territory. We saw that yesterday, the big drop down that had taken place within the markets and then a strong pullback. That was kind of highlighting the testing of the downside of the dip, if you will. So the question is, what are we doing to take advantage of this opportunity? A couple of factors. When the markets rebalance, or more specifically, when the markets are in a downturn like this, we start to realize losses within clients' portfolios and reinvest the proceeds from the sales of any losses. And then we turn around and just basically rebalance within the portfolios themselves. So in doing so, we take advantage and try to increase some loss carry forwards that we can incorporate into the portfolios to offset gains later on in the year. Keeping all of this in perspective, we still anticipate basically the S&P 500 to be up roughly about 7% for the year. So for those who currently have cash sitting on the sidelines.
And you're talking about 2022. Right, you expect the S&P to be up 7% for 2022. That's
right.
If you're invested, if you had 7% returns on your money year after year after, you'd be a pretty happy individual, wouldn't you?
You would be. And the aspect of taking some of that cash and investing it right now, you're looking at roughly about 12 to 13% return if we're able to get into the markets right now. So that's
unless,
the
of course,
of investing it.
Unless, of course, inflation takes a bite out of your upswing, which it does, obviously, and that's another one of the concerns of inflation is, okay, you have 7% returns, you reinvest what you have, you do better, like you said, you get into the double digits a little bit, but then if inflation comes along at 5, 6, 7%, well, we're kind of spinning our wheels, aren't we?
Well, in many respects, that's the purpose of investing is to be able to outpace that of inflation. So if you look at averaging inflation over the last couple of years, the aspect of clients being able to pull from their portfolios to meet their needs, we're still going to be able to do that even in the downturns of the markets. We're talking about 3 weeks, 4 weeks into the new year, and we've had this strong pullback, probably the strongest I think the S&P has actually seen in the first 16 trading days of a year, being down roughly 10% plus. So typically, that's the strongest pullback we've seen in the markets. Now, What's the flip side of that? Is that when things start to settle through, we start to see some positive numbers coming out of the earnings reports and everything that are also expected this week. I think we're going to see some kind of gradual uptick. Now, today, again, I think we had a down day or a down start on Monday, and then it ended up being up, you know, roughly about 100 points on the Dow.
And then Scotia.
A little bit, but that's you know, 1,000 points down, 1,000 points
sure.
back. It'd be nice if it just went 1,000 points up. But
yeah.
when that goes 1,000 points up, we know it's going to drop just as quickly. So I would rather be on the side of rebalancing it on the downside and then put the portfolios and get everything positioned for the rebounds.
All right. So as I look at this then, we could see more corrections. I want to ask you about one thing that's in the headlines. And I don't know what's going to play out here. We never do. In the event that somehow we get tangled up with Russia or Russia goes into Ukraine, I keep seeing people say, well, that's going to affect the markets. Maybe it does. Maybe it doesn't. But what do you think? Will it have an impact, big, small? What would your guess be if there or does it depend on the size of the conflict?
Well, the great question. Just from the perspective that what's the impact that Ukraine has on a global economy? Rather minimal. There's not a lot of supply chain or a lot of issues that basically go through the Ukraine. Our involvement is, in my opinion, is strictly more of a political involvement. We got out of Afghanistan because we had 2,500 to 3,000 troops there. And Afghanistan has more of a threat, I think, in a global situation because of the terrorism and everything that takes place there versus that of the Ukraine. Just from the perspective of us looking at putting anywhere from 5,000, 8,000 troops in that general area, I think that is, if we're looking for opportunities within the markets, it's going to be on the on what companies are currently involved, who's going to be supplying some of the weaponry that's going to be utilized by the Ukraine, who's going to be benefiting. Is Lockheed Martin going to be benefiting? I know they've got some reports or earnings coming out, I think, a little earlier today or a little later today, if you will. So if we want to play that, we would be looking at more defense contractors and along those lines. Those, again, during inflationary pressures or in sometimes certain policies that are usually detrimental to the United States,
right.
if you will, anti-capitalistic,
yep.
we kind of look for the capitalistic opportunities and what companies are doing business with the government.
We'll see what happens. Got to leave it there. Craig Stiles, yep. great answer. Important question a lot of people are asking. I'll be right back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.